A Miracle Call, Teaching Life Lessons. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
20, 10,
he's got five, it!
End zone! Touchdown, Titans! There are no flags on the field! It's a miracle! Tennessee has pulled a miracle!
Like, I was just visiting with some people earlier, and they were telling me their stories about the Music City Miracle and where they were, and that's awesome.
Tennessee Titans play-by-play caller Mike Keith recalling the Music City Miracle play that took place in January of 2000. That changed the fortunes of not only the Titans, but also to many more. Keith was speaking recently with a group of the state's young farmers and ranchers who were gathered for their annual leadership conference. And from the country or the city, sports has a way of teaching those important life lessons.
Thinking about the last 40 years, at different moments you've called on things in your own life, in your school, in your work, in your personal life, from experiences that you've had in athletics. You've got to sort of, you know, get tough at moments where it's not easy. You have to overcome. You want to be the best that you can at the little things.
Mike Keith says focusing on those small details is what perhaps brings about success, and that wisdom for him comes from the words of a legendary football coach.
That's one of the great sayings that I've taken out of sports that I apply in my daily life. It's from the great Steeler coach, Chuck Knoll. His statement was, great teams don't do extraordinary things. Great teams do ordinary things extraordinarily well. And I think you can take that as a team, but you can also take that as an individual.
And referring to whatever occupation you may have, whether it's a professional radio announcer or a farmer, the Music City Miracle play is considered not only one of the top plays in NFL history, but also one of the top calls in sports history. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.